Okay, Shalom Uvracha, everyone. Good evening. Wanted to, just before we start, a little bit about the parish, about Nitzavim Vayelech, just to talk about the Shabbos itself. We know that many tzaddikim point out that in the last week of a year, we fix the whole year, meaning the last Monday of the year, you do tshuva and fix all the Mondays of Tavshin Pei. You fix the last Wednesday, you fix all the Wednesdays of Tavshin Pei. And so many tzaddikim point out that we know the bracha for an entire week is kalul, is included, is brought together in the Shabbos, in the last Shabbos, in the Shabbos of the week. So therefore, if you're going to fix a Shabbos, you fix the whole week that's connected to it. So if you fix the last Shabbos of the year, thereby being misaken and turning all of the Shabbosos of the year, Letova, into Zechusim, so then dependent upon every Shabbos is the whole week. So there Tzadik Musay Mamishu, that when the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana, that one day in the year is considered like a whole year, which halachically means something else entirely. We're not going to get into what it actually means halachically, but Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana, that one day in the year is like a whole year. Many tzaddikim say, you know what that one day in the year is? That one day in the year is like a whole year, is the last Shabbos of the year. This Shabbos Kodesh. So it's very chashuv that we have the zechus to learn together to prepare for the last Shabbos of the year. And Be'ezus Hashem, our achanas for Shabbos already started earlier, but if not, here we are, the last Erev Shabbos going into a Shabbos in Tavshin Pei, that Be'ezus Hashem will make the most of this Erev Shabbos and thereby experience the greatest Shabbos that we can. And we know in the last parsha of the year is always Nitzavim. It's sometimes Nitzavim Vayelech. That depends upon whether or not we have a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. If you have a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then the last Shabbos of the year is Nitzavim, and Vayelech is Shabbos Shuva, and Hazinu is the Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. If there's no Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so the last Shabbos is Nitzavim Vayelech, Shabbos Shuva is then Hazinu, which is the situation this year. So this week is Nitzavim Vayelech. So what's the message of Parshas Nitzavim? What's the message of Parshas Vayelech? There are many, many beautiful, important lessons for us as we go into the Yom Na'arayim, the Yemei Tzelusa, the days of prayer, the Yemei Hadin, the days of judgment. But I want to start off with the very big first Rashi in Nitzavim that brings up a very obvious problem, right? We find the beginning of Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem. They are all standing here in front of Hashem. And what's the purpose that we're all standing in front of Hashem? Why? Two psukim later, La'avricha b'vris Hashem Elokecha, V'alasa Asher Hashem Elokecha, Karei Simcha Hayom. That you are going to be entered into a covenant. And Rashi right away is bothered. What's pshat with this covenant? Rashi is bothered, and he says that, oh, no, melamed shekonsa Moshe Rabbeinu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom Moso lachnisam bevris, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everyone together. This happened on the last day of Moshe's life, on Zayin Adar, the 40th year in the desert, the last day of Moshe's life. He's gathering them for one last connection, one last covenant to God. Why does Rashi explain that? Because if you remember from the end of last week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, and the Arachayim HaKadosh and many others point out, the end of Kisavo already spoke about a different bris. At the end of Perek Chavches, Pasuk Samach Tes, Eila Divrei HaBris Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe L'Chros Es B'nei Yisrael Beretz Moav Milvad HaBris Asher Karasi Tam B'Charev. So we see that at the end of Kisavo, there's a different bris, the bris of the brachos and the klalos of the Tochacha. And here we are at the beginning of Nitzavim. We seem to be talking about a different bris. And Rashi brings a famous pshat that Moshe had to be mechazik them because they heard all the curses and they got very nervous and stricken with anxiety and self-doubt. And are we going to be able to do this? And Moshe brings them into a new covenant to show Hashem wants you and don't worry, we're going to make mistakes and we'll fail and we'll pick up again. But the Arachayim HaKadosh is saying, before we go into that drush, what's Pasha Pshat, just what's happening? Why do we need all these different covenants? What's taking place? And he says that the answer to what's going on is the next Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Beis. After we're told, La'avricha b'vris Hashem Elokeecha, Be'alasa asher shalom mekecha, shalom karisim chahayom, right when we're told that we're going to go into the bris, the next Pasuk tells us why we're going into this bris. Leman hakim oscha hayom lo la'am. so that this covenant is a different covenant. This covenant is to establish you as a nation for Hashem. Now, what does that mean? How is this different than the covenant that we just had before? Zacht Arachayim HaKadosh. There's a fundamental difference between the Bris of Kisavo and the Bris of Nitzavim. You know what the Bris of Kisavo was about? The Bris of Kisavo, the covenant of Kisavo, was that you are going to keep Torah. That you have a responsibility to keep the mitzvahs as best as you can. You have the responsibility not to do averus to the best of your ability. And that's the Bris of Kisavo, says the Aruch HaKadosh. But when we come to Parshas Nitzavim, we see there's something different. Right away, in the beginning of the Parsha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Nitzav is a lashon of a Nitziv. We see in Sefer Rus, in Megillas Rus, the Nitziv HaKitzirim, that a Nitziv means a certain responsibility, a certain status and position that a person has. Right away it starts telling Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, and then it lists Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shotreichem, Tapchem, Nesheichem, Vigercha Shev, Bekerv Machanecha, Mechote, Vitzech, Adshem, Mimecha. Mamash has this list of people. What's going on here? What's happening? Why are we listing all these people? Because Zokt Darachayim HaKadosh, the covenant of Nitzavim is the covenant of Arvos. Whereas the covenant of Kisavo is the covenant each individual has with God, the covenant of Nitzavim is the covenant that I am going to feel responsible for you, and you're going to feel responsible for me. We know what the Gemara in Shavuos refers to as Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Laze, that all Jews are guarantors for one another. All Jews have a sense of responsibility, of obligation towards one another. And that's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says the Pasuk is talking about. And that's why it lists Rasheichem, Zishivteichem, Ziknechem, Shotreichem, Tapchem, Nesheichem, because every person has a different level of responsibility. Rasheichem, the heads of the nation, they have the greatest responsibility. The Yehoshua, the Elazar Kain Gadol, the Pinchas, the Kalev, the Nesim, the Rasheichem, they have one very high level. Then Shifteichem, then the different tribes, then Ziknechem, the elders, then Shotreichem, the officers. And we know that there were different levels of officers. And every person has a certain sphere of influence. And that, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, is what Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding the Jewish people. That when we've been here in the desert, it was essentially each person for herself, for himself. Well, now that you're going into Eretz Yisrael, now that you're going to Eretz Yisrael, and ironically, it's paradoxical, you're spreading all over the place. You're going, some are going to the north, to the Galil, some are going to the south, to the Negev, some are staying on the other side, Transjordan, others are going to be by the Chof, others are going to be by, you know, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Bat Yam, all the way up, Herzliya, Nari. You're going to be all over. And Dafka, now that you're going in, you're going to be all over, you have to understand Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Laze, that every Shevet is Arev for each other. Each family, every Jew has a halachic responsibility towards another. And we know halachically, Rav Shechter Shlita, from YU, he points out, we actually just mentioned this as the daily halacha this morning, the halachic concept of Arvus means that I do not fulfill my obligation in fulfilling a mitzvah as long as there's another Jew that I can help fulfill that mitzvah that I have a sphere of influence with. What does that mean? Rav Shechter points out, that's why, even if I fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar already, and there's another Jew who needs to hear shofar, I can say the bracha for that other Jew. Why? Because I didn't fulfill my obligation to the greatest extent, as long as there's a Jew that I can help fulfill the mitzvah, hasn't fulfilled their obligation. And it's a wild concept. Al-Pi Kabbalah, certainly there's a lot of mysticism about all Yisrael, all the souls of the Jewish people being connected, that we're all connected to a different letter in the Torah. If a Torah is missing one letter, the whole Torah is puzzle. But that's exactly what the Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us. You know why this concept of Arvus is so important? Because this is Leman Hakim Oscha Hayom Lo La'am. This is what makes you a nation. What makes you a nation is not that you keep Torah. What makes you a nation is that I care that you keep Torah, and you care that I keep Torah. Not as police, not as policemen, as policewomen, but as a person, I care about you. I care about you. I want what's best for you. And also, Leman Hakim Oscha Hayom Lo La'am. That when it's not about my covet, when it's not about my personal aggrandizement, but if it's about being mar bekvod shamayim ba'olam, about making the glory of God great in this world, So who cares if it's me, if it's you, if it's someone else? I just want to be Mar B'Kvod Shemayim Ba'Olam. It doesn't matter how it happens. It doesn't matter if who does it. I just want to make Hashem's name great in this world. And if that means that I make sure that you're doing what you should be doing, so that, of course, is a great way to do it. A great way to fulfill that obligation for me is to make sure that you're going to do it. And that is, shows that I have a great Avas Hashem, that my concern is really not about me, but my concern is for the Ribono Shel Olam. And this, of course, is when we go into a Yom Noraim, when you go into a Rosh Hashanah, when you go into a Yom Kippur, how important, and many tzaddikim talk about this, that in tefillah, that when we daven, of course we don't daven for, of course we don't only daven for ourselves. Of course we daven for ourselves. But chas v'shalom, you know, Chazal tell, it's called mevakesh al chaveru hunena tefillah. Called mevakesh racham machaver. When you daven for someone else, that gives greater efficacy that even you will be answered. Why? Because you show the Ribono Shel, it's not about me. It's about you, Eibishter. And that's why I care for this other person to get what they need. That they can serve you better and they can feel good and they can be whole. So we see that we're not out for our self-interest. That even when I'm asking for things for myself, it's really all for you. It's really leman shemo be'ava, lemancha, right? As we're going to say in Slichos, as Rebbe Tan Katz made famous, lemancha velo lanu. It's for you, Hashem. It's not for me. Anything I'm going to ask for, it's not for me. It's all for you. And we show this by the expressing this halachic concept of arvus, of recognizing the responsibility we have to one another. And this is something that is a theme later on in the parasha. Isn't it interesting in Vayelech are the last two mitzvahs, B'chala Torah Kula. What's the last mitzvah in the Torah? The last mitzvah in the Torah makes a lot of sense. You want to talk about what's the last mitzvah, B'chala Torah Kula. What's mitzvah 613? According to most of the Moneh HaMitzvos, V'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir Azos. Write a Sefer Torah for yourself. Which, as we know, the Rosh tells us, Rabbeinu Asher, one of the great Rishonim, he says, it's not only through writing a Torah, it's also through buying Svarim that you learn, Sifrei Kodesh that you learn, right? V'ata kisvu l'chem es hashir azos means be an educated Jew. Be connected to Hashem through the Torah, HaKadosha, the Eitz Chaim Hi, l'machazikim ba. What's the second? That makes sense. As the capstone for all Taryag mitzvahs, beautiful. Mwah, right? But what's the second to last mitzvah? You know what the second to last mitzvah is? The second to last mitzvah is the mitzvah of Hakel. Does anyone know what Hakel is? Right? What's Hakel? Once in 7 years, all the Jewish people have to gather together in the Beis HaMikdash, Sukkos, to hear the king read from Sefer Devarim, to read sections from Mishnah Torah. Huh? That's the second to last mitzvah in the whole Torah? Something what's pshat? So what do you mean, what's pshat? The Imre Emes, the Hilga Ger Rebbe, Zechusei Again Aleinu, and others point out. You know what Hakel is? Hakel is exactly the concept of Arvas. Hakel is the idea that you gather together with all the Jewish people. Here the king, that's a reflection of Malchus de Rekia, the Malchus de Ara. The kingdom here in the world is a reflection of Malchus de Rekia, reading from this Torah HaKadosha. You see, mamish, all the Jews from all over talk about Jewish geography. Ein lecha Jewish geography gedola mizu. There's no greater opportunity for Jewish geography than mamish being together with every other Jew on the planet in Yerushalayim. That's what it is. Everyone comes. Everyone, the littlest babies, the oldest people, everyone comes to Hakel because you're reminded that I'm not about me. You're part of a much bigger thing than yourself. That's what the message of Hakel is teaching us. That's what it reminds us. That's one of the messages of Hakel. So isn't it beautiful that the second to last mitzvah of the Torah is also this message of Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchen. You are all together. Leman Hakimoscha Hayom Lo La'am. That only when you take responsibility for each other, are you really a nation for Hashem? And you're not just an amalgamation, a composite of a lot of individuals that are only caring about themselves, right? And this is a very, very important lesson as we go into the Yom Noraim. And in fact, those that have been in Springfield for a couple of years, I hope you remember the famous, famous Torah from the Abu Draham and the Drashus Bin al Eitim on every Yomim Noram Shmona Esrei. Every Yomim Noram Shmona Esrei has a same word that if you look in the art scroll, it's Mamish, every Shmona Esrei has this word. You remember which word? You remember which word? Uvechein. Uvechein. Uvechein ten pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu. Uvechein ten kavod Hashem Lamecha. Uvechein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. Nusach Sfarad has another uvechein. They have four uvecheins. Nusach Ashkenaz has three uvecheins. And it's clear. It starts a paragraph every machzor. Going back a long time, stresses. Uvechein, uvechein, uvechein. What's uvechein? Uvechein means, and therefore. Okay. What's so important about that word uvechein? So the importance of that word uvechein that Bar Vanel tells us is from Megillas Esther. In Megillas Esther, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Tezayin, right? When Mordechai tells Esther, who knows in the Eis Kazos he got Malchus, who knows maybe this is why you came to become queen, you have to speak up. And she tells Mordechai, go gather the Jews together and you're going to fast, I'm going to fast. Uvechein avo el hamelech. Uvechein. And therefore, and thus, with this, I will come to the king. So the Abu Dram says that the Uvechein and Yom Ram Naram, every Yom Naram Shmona Esrei, the Uvechein is a reminder to Esther going in to Achashverosh. And so to Uvechein, we are coming in front of the king. But what's interesting is, Uvechein, the Drashas Bina Le'itim, points out that there's also perhaps a different message, a deeper message to Uvechein. You're right, Uvechein means that you're about to come to the king. But look at the Pasuk itself. What happens? Mordechai tells Esther, we have to do something. Esther says back, I can't go, I wasn't called to the king, I go, I could be killed. Mordechai says, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Now you're going to be quiet? Maybe this is why Hashem put you there. What are you doing, Esther? And so Esther responds, and let's examine it carefully. Lech kenosis kol ayudim anin tzim b'shushan, v'tzumu alai. Go gather all the Jews that are in Shushan, v'tzumu alai, and fast on my behalf. Don't eat, don't drink 3 days and three nights. V'gam ani v'narosai, otzum kain. And so to me and my maidens, otzum kain, we will also fast in this way. What does it mean, fast in this way? The 3 days and three nights, Zok, the drashas bina le'itim, otzum kain, that you're going to fast a lie for me, and me and na'arosai, me and my maidens, you know what, Mordechai? We're going to fast for you. We're going to be concerned about you. That's what we're going to do. And so therefore, uvechein of Ol HaMelech, when you're fasting for me, and I'm fasting for you, uvechein of Ol HaMelech. And with this, I'm going to be able to approach the king. When your sense of responsibility for me and concern for me is so deep that, Mamash, you're fasting day and night for me, and my concern for you, Mordechai, and the Jews of Shushan is so deep that me and Arosai are going to fast also for 3 days and three nights, when I have such deep connection and care about you, uvechein avo el hamelech, then I can come to the king. So now look. Look in a machzor, you take out a machzor, how beautiful. What are the v'cheins talking about? U'v'chein ten pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha ve'imascha al kol ma'asha barasa. Isn't it interesting? U'v'chein, mamish, it's beautiful. U'v'chein, you're not davening for yourself. In every Shmona Esrei of Yom Naram, u'v'chein means you're davening for everyone. Hashem, put your awe, your fear, in everything, let everyone bow to you. Let everyone recognize the truth. Uvechein tein kavod Hashem l'amecha. Hashem, uvechein, and thus give kavod to your people. It's not about you. First, you're davening that the whole world should be in awe of God. Uvechein, then you're davening that the whole Jewish people should be respected. We should be honored. Chas v'sholem, that Klal Yisrael should be buzzed, should be despised, should be persecuted, should be maligned time and time again in the world. Uvechein, the third uvechein. Tzadikim yiru v'yismachu v'yishar mi'aloz v'chasidim barina yagilu. You're davening that the greatest of the greats should finally be able to express themselves in the Jewish way. Isn't it so amazing that uvechein is a theme that runs through every Yom Naram Shmona Esrei? Maariv, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha of Rosh Hashanah, Maariv, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, Ni'ila on Yom Kippur. Every Shmona Esrei in these times, we talk uvechein, 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 and what's it teaching us? What's it supposed to be reminding us as we head into every tefillah of Yom Naram?
Lo la'atzmcha nivras. You weren't created for yourself. Lo nivras ha'adam ela lahoel lachrin. As Reb Chaim Volozhiner would always say, a human being is created only to make a difference in the life of others. And if here we're coming to Hashem to justify our existence, to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for another year, what do we want to remind the Ribbono Shel Olam? We want to remind the Ribbono Shel Olam, uvechein, Eibishter, it's not about me. It's about you, the whole world. It's about your children. It's Amcha. It's about the Tzaddikim, the Yeshorim, the Chasidim, Eibishter. Enough suffering of your greatest servants. Uvechein. Mamsh, isn't it beautiful? That every Yom Nam Shemon Esrei, you just start davening for everyone else, for the whole world. Uvechein. And that's Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem. This is why it's the last parsha of the year, Chevra. It's the last parsha before Rosh Hashanah, because Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding us, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem, you're all standing here, heading into the Yemei Hadin. Rosheichem Shiftei, Zikneichem Shiftei. You all have a certain responsibility. And even if it's just to daven for others, even if that's all it is, and that's not all, that's not a small thing. You don't have to be Mr. Kirov, Mrs. Kirov, running out, changing. Just daven, cry for another Jew on Rosh Hashanah. Just find a Jew who needs help. That even if a Jew that you don't know, just get a name. There was an organization that did this years ago. You could put your name in and just ask for a random name of a person, and they'd send you for Shlema, for Shidduch, whatever it is. Uvechein, this is how we prepare. This is how a Jew prepares for Yom Na'arayim. Not making the list for what you need from Hashem, but making a list of other people and their tzrachim, their needs. And you're going to say, uvechein, that's how we can go to Hashem. And that's my bracha, that Be'ezus Hashem, on the last Shabbos of the year. Shabbos, we know, is Roz of the Shabbos. The secret of Shabbos is a secret of unity. It's a secret of oneness. It's a secret of Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shabbos is all about the unification of all of reality, all of creation, husband and wife. It's a time of coming together. So certainly, the last Shabbos of the year, the Shabbos that's bringing together, that's unifying all of the Shabbosos, how important it is that part of our avodah, the Shabbos, is to recognize that we're part of the Amah Nivchar, responsibility to the Amah Nivchar. And with Hashem's help, we can really open our hearts, open our mouths, and make a difference in the whole world, the Shabbos, and get ready in the best way possible for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Chevra, have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. And a great, great Yom. I don't think we're having a parsha shiur next week, but Bez Hashem, I hope next Thursday night will be a pre-Rosh Hashanah drushes. Take care.